Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, the folks out here are great.
Oh,
I gotta tell you, everyone has been great to even the security folks that greeted me when I came in today. They were so kind and generous. And
they let me in.
They barely let me in. But beyond that, everybody
So they're doing a good job.
That's working in the sports bar with us here, and then everyone else. The food was fantastic. Man, what a great place. I don't know how you can, I would love to sit here on a Sunday and watch every game at the same time on big screen TVs.
Well, get your butt out here.
I know. Well, I got to work. That's the problem.
Bring work out here.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I like the way you look at life, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
You're such a half glass full
work,
guy.
Work is supposed to be fun, Andy.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We
it
do
is.
This for a living.
This is true. I have dug ditches at one point. My Uncle Stuart will tell you that. And I dug ditches for him. And I don't really want to do that again. I'm going to be honest.
I learned at a very early age that manual labor and I didn't get along very well. So this has worked out well for me. Browns, Broncos, tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we do on a game day or on a Friday before a game day?
You know it.
We do two keys and a lock. That means two keys. What must the Browns do to get a win over the opponent? Tonight, the opponent is the Denver Broncos, and then a lock. What will definitely happen in the game? Let's get things started with the lady who's handling everything for us out here today, taking care of all of the technical aspects of the show. That's Miss Meredith Cain. A key for today.
I think the first key is going to be aggressiveness, because the Broncos have not had their bye week yet. They're going into a bye week. This is their last game, so they're probably tired. They're exhausted. They are worn out, potentially a little bit hurting. So the Browns can take advantage of that tiredness and stay aggressive. I think that can be a key to victory.
That's a long time to go before you get your bye week. So
it is a long time.
That's interesting. Andrew.
Oh, well, clearly altitude. No, I figured someone's going to throw that out there. For me, I think it's Dustin Hopkins. I think that Dustin can get back on the winning track here and make some key kicks tonight. But he's had success in Denver before in his career. He's only missed one kick there, so I think he's had three games there. So he's been successful kicking field goals there. So I think Dustin Hopkins gets back on track tonight with the altitude and the thin air, because the ball's just going to travel farther.
The leader of the pack, Dan Medigan.
Key number one for me, kids, is third down. This team has been dreadful on third down, and we're talking the Browns, that is, and it's not exactly what you want to be if you want sustained drives and you want points. You have got to get better on third down if you will have a chance to score points, and it's going to take that to beat the Broncos, one of the best defenses in football. So key number one, figure out third down and get some points off it.
Key number one for me, Jameis Winston has to have at least 240 passing yards.
Mm.
He has to be able to move the ball in the air against his former head coach in New Orleans. They were together for 2 years with the Saints, Sean Payton and Jameis Winston. I say he has to throw the ball for this reason. Broncos are number three overall in total defense in the NFL, and they're really good against the run, number six overall, 92.2 yards per game. Yeah. They're a little more susceptible to the passing game, giving up just about 200 yards per game. So I think Jameis needs to make up for what I don't think will be a good running effort by the Browns tonight. I'm going 240-plus for Jameis for the Browns to be able to win this game. Key number two, Miss Kane.
Well, your first key slips into my second key, which is protect the football because of how good Denver's defense is. They're going to try and force turnovers. They're going to try and, you know, they're going to try and force interceptions. So the Browns have just got to protect that football.
Mr. B.
I'm going to go with Myles Garrett again. He has been on fire, and I think that the motivation of wanting to be Defensive Player of the Year again, even in a season when the Browns are struggling to get victories, I think it's imperative. I think he feels better. I mean, go back and look at the last couple games, three sacks here, three sacks there, forced a fumble. So I'm going to go with Myles Garrett as my second key to continue on and perhaps maybe another three-sack game. I'd like to see that.
Mr. Manigan.
Key number two is going to be getting at Bo Nix and this offense. 21.4% of Denver's passing plays have gained 10 or more yards. That's 31st in the league, which means this is not an explosive offense. So you can get after it. It is a dink and dunk offense. The Browns have been prone to explosive plays this season. They will not be in a situation where they'll see a ton of those. So you can get to Bo Nix, and this is where the Browns are at their best with Myles Garrett, the pass rush that'll come with that, Dalvin Tomlinson as well. So that's key number two. Get to Bo Nix, and don't take an offense that isn't explosive and make it explosive.
I have something in the same vein for key number two for me, and that is do not let the Broncos running game get going tonight. And I say that for this reason. Bo Nix has been pretty good this year. He's been, might be the leader for the Rookie of the Year award, which is really pretty interesting. He's had 200 or more yards passing in 9 of 12 games this year, and he had a big game against Atlanta, over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think he's going to get his tonight. I think he's going to pass the ball pretty well. But you cannot let a running game that is not terrific, and they're 23rd in the NFL in rushing the football, 111 yards per game. You can't let those guys get you because I don't think Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin, sorry about the Youngstown State ties, or Audric Estime are top-notch backs who are going to shred you. Don't let them do that. And if they can control the running game, put it all on Bo Nix and then turn Miles loose after him. I think that's a key for the Browns tonight. Time for the lock. This one's kind of fun. Lock, Meredith.
Jerry Jeudy touchdown.
Oh, wait. What does this say right there?
Jerry Jeudy touchdown. Here, you want to see my notes? I also wrote it down. Look. What does that say?
Jerry Jeudy touchdown.
It says Jerry Jeudy touchdown.
Nice. And that's a nice thing you have there that you wrote on.
Thanks.
I like that. All right, I'll come up with something else. Andy.
Oh, I have a really bad feeling about tonight's game.
Sorry.
I don't want to be that guy. Do you want me to give you a positive or a negative? Ask me.
I want you to give me a lock.
Jameis Winston, 200 yards. That's it.
I was about to say, from the looks of it, lock is Andy Baskin is going to need some time tonight.
I don't think he's Pepto-Bismol. I mean, he hasn't played Denver that many times. He's just has two games against him, but it's his worst rating as a quarterback against, I believe, against any team in the NFL. It's 40.1. I'm just kind of looking down the sheet here. So Denver is a team that, well, it's limited action, though. I mean, he's got 17 completions for 35. 35 attempts, 17 completions, no touchdowns and two picks. So I'm very scared about this game. Hopefully he breaks out of it, but my lock would be then 215 yards for Jameis Winston.
Dan, did you get all that?
Most of it.
Okay.
The lock is I would expect about 200 yards. That's it.
Okay.
It's the expectation. Sorry. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I want him to win. I would love for it tonight to be the night that he busts through and has 300 yards, but I'm fearing that because I think Denver's defense is good.
Dano.
Andy, I'm kind of with you. I got a bad offense feeling. Denver averaging 4.9 sacks plus takeaways per game on defense. Browns allow 5.6 sacks plus turnovers per game on offense. Now, that is 4.8 with Jameis at the helm, but it is still tied for the most in the league. So this is built to be a big sack and turnover game for a quarterback who's a little bit prone to such things. I hope they use the run game, but my lock is Jameis throws at least two picks in this game, and I got a feeling it could get a little nasty.
You two guys just made me feel really bad. That was depressing. So I'm going the other way.
Okay, lift us up.
Along with a Jerry Jeudy touchdown against his former team.
Yes.
Myles Garrett gets to Bo Nix at least twice.
How about that? Oh, there'll be six, seven.
You like that one?
That'd be eight sacks in three games.
I have one other lock for you.
It's a lot of...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sacks.
You ready? A third lock. You ready?
Yes.
The very nice couple that is sitting right in front of us here.
Yes.
At the Tap Sports Bar and Grill.
Yes, I like his hat.
At MGM Northfield Park. They're a very nice couple. Will make sure when they come back to tell the maitre d' never sit us in front of those clowns on stage again. These poor folks are trying to have a conversation, and we're sitting here babbling. That's two keys and a lock with bonus locks.
I'm looking at weather for Denver tonight. No snow. Snow's not on our side. It's cold, though, man.
How cold?
8 degrees right now.
Oh, no, really?
Is that right? Is that
in Celsius, Andy.
Is that Celsius?
Yeah.
Oh, that is Celsius.
It's Celsius.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just hanging out with too many Canadians these days.
That means it's like, what, 40?
40, yeah.
So, in other words, it's much balmier than it is here.
Why am I getting this? Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm using Meredith's computer today because this knucklehead forgot his for the first time in 13 years. Are you into this Celsius? Or did you, like, is that what you
were? I didn't set it like that on purpose.
I didn't either.
But, I mean, we are close enough to Canada that maybe the IP address is registering in Toronto.
The Canadians have taken over the system here. I'm in trouble. You're right. I'm glad you caught it, Celsius.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, because I was looking at the computer screen, not to be a creep looking at your screen, but I saw and I was like, no way, it's 8 degrees in Denver right now. And then I saw the little C.
Oh, I feel bad for all those people that are trying to drive I-90 this weekend. Oh, brutal. I had a friend that was coming back from upstate New York. 8 hours. 8 hours to get back from upstate New York.
Well, they had a lot of snow.
Yes. Elmira is coming back from Elmira.
Hey, Reggie's been on hold. Reggie.
Reggie!
What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? Good show. Okay. Good show.
Thanks.
Trying.
Just a quick couple of comments for the Cavs, who don't even seem like they're an NBA team as far as the national is concerned since the streak's been over. I noticed a couple of things, like when the Celtics broke the Cavs streak and then the Cavs won last night, both times when they're trying to foul, you know how they exchange the foul for free throws, like they don't want to call the foul. Like they want the seconds to hurry up and run off the clock so the Celtics can secure the win. I noticed Darius was both games, he was a little frustrated with that. And then after the game, you listen to the game, I think it was Game Time, they made every excuse in the world for the Celtics to lose this game, because I don't think the Cavs are getting much respect since the streak was over with. That's pretty much one, if you guys have noticed that.
Here's my question. Do you respect him?
Oh, of course.
I do, too. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the analysts say. It doesn't matter what Jeff says. It matters what I say, but not what Jeff says.
What
no,
Jeff
I'm just
says.
Kidding. I don't know. You got to remember that, you know, when you're sitting in that format where you're sitting there with a couple analysts, that one guy wants to take one side, one guy tries to take another so that they can be compelling to you, right? So I'm not going to worry about what those guys are saying, and let's see what they look like when the playoffs roll around. But there's just no reason to even care what the top-notch analysts are saying. What I'm seeing is they're playing good basketball right now. It's fun, and I like the way they're playing. So let's be on that page.
Quick predicts coming up at about 1:40. Who wins the Browns-Broncos game and why? Give us a score. Give us a headline. Give us the winning team's number first, or Andy will, like,
no, you will, too. It's a big pet peeve for you, too, isn't it?
It's not what you're supposed to do in our business.
It drives me crazy.
I'll
say
that.
What anybody should do.
That's coming up on Baskin and Phelps. He's studying up. He's ready to go. Nick walked in without any issues at all, as
yeah,
I did
yeah,
today
uh-huh,
as well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just we're welcomed with open arms here.
Do I look shady? Do I look like a shady character? Nick says yes. So both of you guys are just...
Nick got a haircut.
All right, so let me get this straight, because, obviously... Ask Peter.
Jonathan Peterlin just walked in.
Jonathan, were you able just to walk right in? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Something's wrong with me, man.
Yep.
I must have done something shady, or I must have tried to play by the rules like you guys did.
Did you get frisked?
So I walk in, right? And you guys have all been able just to walk right in the front door and come on back here to Taps.
I went in the side door even.
The food is phenomenal in here. Not going to question that at all. The chicken fingers.
The nice lady in front of us.
I'm looking at this lovely couple in front of us, and I'd be eating that for a week. I mean, there's a lot of food
serious.
On that plate right there.
That's
so
serious.
That's take-home stuff. So I walk in this morning, and I just say, hey, I'm with the radio station. Where do I need to go? And they're like, well, hang on. Let me call security first. I'm like, okay. All right. So they had to call. They were security. They had to call back to security in the back. So then all of a sudden, I'm walking in. They're like, okay. So I'm waiting. They're like, oh, you're going to need to drive all the way around. And by the way, I thought about hopping on one of the horses next door, because I'm like literally right next to the racetrack right next door was where I parked. So anyway, so then I come back into security. They're like, oh, we got to get you an escort to come back out there. I'm like, oh okay. And then I finally came in.
I just walked in.
Yeah, the three of you guys just walked in. I mean, Nick Wilson looks as shady as they come. Look, these guys didn't even get dressed to come here today. They're wearing hats. They I don't even think they showered to come out here today.
They never do.
What is wrong?
You actually look presentable.
Do I look guilty?
I think I do, too.
When I walk in the door?
My nice green sweater accenting my green eyes
up,
that you finally figured out.
I want to be you guys. Don't have to go through security.
Browns against the Broncos tonight. I threw this at you during the break.
Yeah.
And you went, oh.
Okay. I gave you the Baskin side.
That's why I want – yeah, you did. That's why I want to
can
throw
that
it
be
at
a
you
thing?
Now.
Can I trademark that?
Yeah, you can trademark anything.
The Baskin side.
I would.
I don't. I think it'd be too hard to get.
It's this. You get done with something, somebody gives you an answer. There it is. That's even better. You've got a little more depth to it than I do.
Thank you. Yes, I'm proud of
that. The thing that caused the basket sigh was when I asked Andy, has anything gone right for this football team this year? Think about the Browns this year. And before I had a chance to say it, you said it. And I was going to throw in the caveat, other than Corey Bajorquez. And you said, and you beat me to it.
All right.
What has gone right?
All right.
This team this year?
Let's go back and forth, and if the callers want to get in on this, is that what you want to do here?
Fine. 216-474-0092. What has gone right for this team?
Also, that's the same number you will need for quick predicts coming up in about 13 minutes as well.
What number was that?
216-474-0092. That is correct. And make sure you hang out with us all day here at MGM Northfield Park. So, Nick and Jonathan are coming up next, even though those guys look shady and I don't. But they'll be here take you all the way to kickoff. So I would highly recommend coming up. I mean, you can't miss anything where we're sitting right now, right? I mean, there's got to be 700 TVs in front of us. Sorry,
what has gone right for this team this year?
The TVs in front of my face have gone right? No. Nick Chubb coming back, I think that's gone right. While the success isn't there yet, I think, you just have a little bit more patience with him, and he's going to have a gigantic game here, well, at least one 100-yard game here over the next couple weeks.
Gosh, I hope so.
I don't know if it's tonight.
I wouldn't bank on it.
All right, so just Nick Chubb being back on the field, that has gone right for this team. Is that fair?
Okay.
The Browns are excellent in blizzards.
I would love to say Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah took another step.
Yeah.
Except he got hurt.
That's true.
And, goodness knows if we see him again this year. Or heaven forbid, ever. I certainly hope so. I would say the defensive backs have been pretty good, but there have been issues there as well. I'm hard-pressed to think of anything that's gone, and the key word is well. Some things have gone okay.
Denzel Ward has gone well this year.
I think Denzel's played well.
Yeah.
I will agree, but you know, Denzel's had to deal with some concussion issues this year again.
Yeah,
and that scares the you-know-what out of him.
But he's been great at blocking passes and breaking up passes this year. And you know,
how about
he's
this?
Got that consecutive streak going, too.
You know, one thing I do like this year? I like that Cedric Tillman, who's now dealing with a concussion and won't play tonight,
mm-hmm.
that Cedric Tillman showed that he can do some big-time things. I do like that. I think that's impressive. And I hope, and see, it's the same thing with DeJuan Jones. I hope that he can be that guy moving forward. But guess what? Now he's dinged up. I hope DeJuan Jones can be a guy at tackle moving forward. But guess what? He's out for the year. When he was in line to show us that he could do that all season long, boom, injury done for the year. I'd like to say the offensive line, but that's not been the case. They've been injured like crazy. I'm trying to avoid thinking that they're showing their age. I don't think they are. Take a look around the league. There are a bunch of older guys playing on the offensive lines of NFL teams. Joel Bitonio wouldn't even qualify as an old guy on some teams.
That's true. That's true.
I still think the line has the potential to be really good. But I do think that there have been issues with it this year that maybe we weren't expecting. And maybe that the front office, most importantly, Andy, wasn't expecting. Because I don't think they put too many moves in place to cover themselves in case Jack Conklin was slow coming back, in case DeJuan Jones was slow coming back.
You know, they essentially came back with a starting 22.
Jedrick
right?
Wills slow coming back,
yeah,
and they all were.
Bailey Zappe hasn't made a mistake this year. You okay with that?
Well, we don't know that.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't made a mistake.
Oh, you mean during a game?
Yeah, that's right. He has not made one mistake.
Let's go with that then.
I don't know. Is it a curious notion that you come back with a team that's essentially your starting 22 from the year before and don't make any changes and that you don't have success?
I know our buddy Tyvus Powell doesn't like that.
Yeah. Do you need to make a change to get better in the NFL? I tend to think that's not true, but I don't know.
Tyvus's thought, and you'll hear Tyvus on the Browns Radio Network pregame and postgame shows today.
Yeah.
Tyvus's thought was it's all there on tape, and you don't see anybody new who adds a new twist to it, and you can study up on it.
He might be right.
I thought, okay. Well,
that's a great point.
You know more about it than I do because you played in the league.
Oh, man. I just realized I'm going to have to talk to Tyvus about Ohio State from Saturday. Ugh. Coming up in the Browns pregame show, that's going to happen. You just made me realize that. Thank you.
You don't have to.
No, we will. I like that.
It's the Browns pregame show.
I know.
It's not the Ohio State postmortem.
Yeah, no, you're right. But that always seems to come up, and I'm sure it'll come up during Fact or Fiction during the
show.
Well,
maybe you'll get a text from Gibbsy telling you no.
No, Gibbsy won't. Gibbsy's awesome.
Well, we know that.
He is awesome. Jeff, I don't know. I mean, like, it's very hard to find things that have gone perfect.
I know. Or Andy, even well. You signed Dustin Hopkins to a contract. He's not as good as he was last year. I know that didn't work out as well as we were hoping.
No. Help me, Jeff.
You bring in Deontay Foreman, who I like a lot. Then you don't give him the ball. No? Did they not give him the ball because he wasn't getting it done? I don't know. I personally think running backs often get better with use.
Miles Garrett has been, especially the last 2 weeks.
Miles has been good.
But the bar is high for him, and he still plays at the bar.
Right.
Right?
You were expecting him to be good, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I know I was. So, you know, what he's doing doesn't surprise me at all.
I'm just trying. It's easier to sit here and try to figure out what are the biggest disappointments of the season. Right? I mean, man, they've had so many guys on the IR, too. We don't talk about that very much, do we?
No, but it's been bad.
I'm just looking at this list. Oh, man. I mean, DeJuan Jones, who we thought had turned the corner, right? And then
he had turned the corner.
Luke Whipler, who
Right, that's one of the problems that we've had this year, I think, is that, you know, you'd think this was going to happen, and then, no, it didn't happen. Why? Because, well, guys got injured. You know, and I think it's a bad deal. And there was an opportunity to show a lot of things this year that could have done some really good things for the future moving forward. And instead you get this.
Yeah, I know. I keep Mike Hall, man, remember coming out of preseason? What the expectations of him to be great, and then you know, obviously things went sideways there with some stuff going on at home, and then he got hurt. There's too many storylines like that. The injury, I don't think we're going to be, unless all these guys come back and play and have impact on the team in the future, the injuries that this team sustained left an unbelievable sting on the entire season. I don't think anybody ever wants to talk about it because it's always next man up in the NFL. But, I mean, just go through the list of who's not playing. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. You lost your long snapper, Charlie Hewlett. I know, long snapper, shut up, Baskin. I got it. You know, David Bell, who I had hoped would be a little bit better
living
this year.
Living in your upstairs bedroom?
Oh, would you stop it? No, I thought David Bell would have more of an opportunity. You lose James Hudson. You lose Mike Hall. You lose DeJuan Jones.
It's
you
been
lose,
bad.
I mean, they lost tight end this week.
Can I give you one Jeff thing Swain that could still now. Turn out really, 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 really well?
Sock it to me. Go.
I don't expect this. That Jameis Winston lights it up so much in the final, six games of the season.
That they can't afford him next year?
That they determine that he's the guy and sign him and he's your starting quarterback and you've answered that problem. I don't expect that to happen. It's not that I don't expect him to play well. I think he'll play pretty well. I don't see the scenario playing out where he plays, because what you just said is a fine line. He plays well enough that he's somebody's starting quarterback next year. But does he play well enough that he prices himself out of a situation here where you're still paying Deshaun Watson? I think it's a real fine line. That's why I don't expect it to happen. We'll see, though. I hope it does. 216-474-0092 is the number to line up for quick predicts.
Line up.
Who wins? Browns, Broncos, Monday Night Football. Give us a score. Tell us why. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.